The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Two Faces Radio.
There he is.
Hey, kid, it's good to see you.
Would you use a fucking phone? I'm an old man. I don't see so good in the dark.
Jesus, relax. Johnny wants to see you.
It's late? I'm out seeing him tomorrow.
What if I told you I had a way to beat any drug test in the world?
Are you telling us that?
Yes.
That, of course, is why I'm here in April Valley, delivering all these colors to Peter Cottontail so he can paint his Easter eggs, you know.
When I was growing up and you wanted a colored Easter egg, there was only one game in town. Paws! You went to Paws or you fucked off!
Who are you to make their lives bitter in hard bondage? Man shall be ruled by law, not by the will of other men.
Hackbash, dude, Christo.
How could the Jews do that to Jesus?
I was over in Australia during Easter. Interesting to note, they celebrate Easter the same way we do, commemorating the death and resurrection of Jesus by telling our children a giant bunny rabbit left chocolate eggs in the night.
Jesus Christ!
Those who will not live by the law shall die by the law!
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Melk, and Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Hello. Wow. That was loud.
Good morning.
Hi. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth episode 015. My name is Tim Andrews, joined as always by Ira Melkin.
Hello.
Jeff Leboff.
Howdy.
Stephanie Swain.
Hello.
Also called Steph. Yeah. And joining us this week in the studio, you know him from television's Archer. I know him for years now, being in the Atlanta scene here from radio, from Dad's Garage Improv, the Lucky Yates talk show, and the Alton Brown show. Just so many things.
The Good Eats.
That's right. Good Eats.
A lot of the Good Eats shows.
Good Eats show.
Dungeon Master.
Lucky Yates, welcome.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. It's our pleasure.
I'm still trying to figure out what the Rockford Files had to do with Easter.
Joe Santos died.
Joe Santos died.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. We do a segment called Who Died.
All of what was Easter based.
Well,
what was the dialogue on top of it? What was that from?
That was from The Sopranos. You see how they gel Sopranos and the Rockford Files?
No.
Joe Santos played a cop on the Rockford Files, and I couldn't find any dialogue of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in season 5 of The Sopranos, and that's one of my favorite
seasons.
It's heyday. Yes.
It's no, heyday. Not at all.
You didn't like
season
that?
Sopranos?
Season 5.
Yeah, it says The Sopranos wasn't good after Ma died.
I had that feeling myself.
That was the end.
Jumped the shark when Ma died.
Yeah. She was the greatest television villain of all time.
She was.
And then the old lady kicked it, and then they tried to make Uncle June tough, and it was terrible. It just fell apart.
No, they gave him Alzheimer's.
Well, they had the horrible CG Ma, too.
Yeah. Remember that? When they tried to
like
do that?
I don't like that talk. I don't like that talk.
It was like when they brought back Orville Redenbacher for those couple of commercials. Remember that?
Yes.
Where they, like,
I'm Orville Redenbacher, and I died 35 years ago.
I'm doing that with the Colonel now, too, for KFC.
Well, the Colonel thing is funny. It's Gaffigan now, right?
Yeah, it's Gaffigan now.
And who's it going to be next? I'm going to go vote for Gilbert, but...
Gilbert Godfrey?
I think he talked about that.
He did.
Or Emo.
Emo Phillips.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
He would be pretty brilliant.
He'd be happy.
I ordered coleslaw. Yeah.
I hear from him quite frequently on the Twitter.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Are you friends with the emo?
We did a little film together here, a little indie last year.
Is that the one that's on your IMDb that's coming out?
Yeah, is it like American Dirtbags or something? Like, yeah, I'm in that. So I was going to my shoot day. I played like an arms dealer in one scene. And I go to my shoot day, and the guys, it's the Laughing Skull Lounge that produced the whole thing and directed and all that. Wow. Anyway, I get there, and they're like, oh, hey, Lucky, do you know Emo? He's going to be in the scene with you. And I was like, he wasn't in the script or anything. I was like, oh, great. Yeah, cool, man. I think you're one of my, you're a like,
he's an idol,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're a legend. He's a comedy legend, as far as I'm concerned. And he brought a bit. Mm-hmm. And it was brilliant, and apparently it's the best scene in the film.
Wow. Huh. When can we see it?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was Bob Place and those guys, right? When their movie?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, he's a great comic. He's so funny.
See, there you go. He did a movie.
So they make movies,
a
too?
Movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know Marshall had that kind of money. Marshall Child.
I think it's very low budget, dude.
Yeah.
It's so unbelievably low budget.
They had investors.
I like that. Your
had investors, which was called volunteerism.
When you're on IMDb, does everything you've ever done get put on there?
I have no idea.
You don't check it out?
I don't even know that I'm on there.
You have a Wikipedia page as well.
I just heard that again yesterday and now again today. Every once in a while, I'm reminded that I have a Wikipedia page, but I really...
It says,
what, am I going to go read it?
No, it says on your Wikipedia page, Lucky Yates did not know he had a Wikipedia page.
And it's true. And who wrote it is my question. Like, who? Who's the person?
Internet. I don't know. It was Jeff.
Yeah, but like, somebody did it, right? Like, somebody's like, I'm going to do it for him.
Yes.
Who?
Speaking of Wikipedia, we have two people from Detroit on the podcast, so we need to work out who... Who I give my wallet to.
Man. What are you, from the 1980s? Detroit, like, welcome to the 21st century. Detroit's a shining jewel right now, man. It's incredible up there.
All I know is from the Poncho
Pawn Star. Yeah. No. What is that show called?
Like Gold and Silver. No, that's the Vegas one.
Something, something Pawn.
Who cares?
Hardcore Pawn.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't. I've never seen a single episode of that. Reality. I'm making air quotes, people. Reality.
What part of Detroit are you from?
Well, I grew up in Warren.
Oh, okay.
11 and Ryan.
Off of 94.
My dad, 696. Thank you very much.
Oh, sorry.
but my dad is a lifelong Detroiter, so we were downtown every single weekend. And I went to Wayne State. I lived down there during my whole college career. I lived in the Cass Corridor, which is now called Midtown, and I can't afford a place.
Oh, is that where the money goes?
I used to live in when
they
I was
gentrified Cass.
Oh my God, it's unbelievable.
Oh my
yes
God.
Oh, it's
wow.
ridiculous. Like, you can walk from from Wayne State, you can walk all the way down Cass, and it's a glorious walk.
That
it's
is
ridiculous.
Amazing. Yeah, that was you didn't do that.
No.
You didn't do that 25
years
no,
ago. You would have said, who do I give my wallet to? held it out, and the first one to take it, and then you just wear it, like, that guy's got it.
How long have you been in Atlanta?
1992 is when I moved down here, March of 92.
And what brought you here?
Bart Hansard, he was one of my best friends in college. He was my sidekick on the top. He was on many Good Eats episodes, and also he was the dumb white guy on House of Pain, on Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Bart, named Bart. Yeah. It was written for him. He was the dumb white guy on the show. It was brilliant.
Did he wear the fez on the... He wore a fez when he was on the...
When he was Mr. Magnificent.
That's right, Mr. Magnificent. That's
anyway, right. I was living in New York, and I had a job. My job was coming to an end at the same time the lease on my apartment was coming up. And I was like, and I know I didn't want to live there anymore. And I was like, well, I could reinvent myself here, which is a pain in the ass because it's New York, or I can go somewhere else. And I sent word out to a couple of friends that had cool things going on in their town. And Bart's from here. And so he was like, move down here. I'll get you a job doing outdoor drama in Cherokee, North Carolina.
Oh,
wow. Unto these hills. Story of the Trail of Tears.
Did you play an Indian or Native American?
I played Andrew Jackson.
Oh.
Who to the Cherokee is basically Hitler.
Now that's on the reservation up there?
Yeah.
Did you ever go to that
the
zoo?
The Mountainside Theater.
Where they have the sad...
Snakes Alive?
The sad bears.
That's just on the side of the road.
Yes.
Where there's just sad bears
and
cages. Oh, yeah.
No,
sad bears and then old Native American dudes standing outside of iron teepees. Now, the Cherokee people are not a teepee people. That's a Western
Sioux, that's Native Plains. American.
Yeah, that's Plains Indians. They are a hut and turban people, right? Not a feather headdress, which is what he wore. $5 your camera, $10 mine. That's what they would charge to get your picture taken with the old Indian man.
This bowl is made from stone that we carved right out of the mountains up here. It's got a good dry on it. Broke in a week. Don't buy a bowl from the Native Americans is what I'm saying.
I've
only been to their casino. That's as far as
I was there pre-casino.
Oh, man.
Wow. What was there to do there?
Nothing. No. I went crazy.
Yeah.
I got married and lived there.
Oh.
For a couple of years. That was nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't belong there.
I assume you're no longer married.
No, you assume correctly. Okay. You've known me for a very long time,
I know.
Tim, and I have never been married since
we were there. I haven't mentioned a wife.
The early 90s.
So when
I hope those kids are okay.
So you've always been on your Wikipedia page. It says,
oh, my God. How much info is there on there?
You better make sure it's all accurate.
You're a theater.
I don't care. I hope it's all legendary.
You're a theater major is what it says.
I was a theater major.
And so you have really put that to use. You have.
It's not, all I've done.
You've not deviated from that.
No.
And that's rare.
I used to have regular jobs, but back in, when was it? 97, I think I decided that no more real jobs for me.
Yeah.
I'm going in. And, it's tough sometimes. Sure. There's peaks and valleys.
But, yeah,
you know, Archer came along, and so right now it's great.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a high time, but that's not going to last forever. And then, I'm starting to scramble now.
Really? You don't think it's going to last, like, 5 more years at least?
They survived the whole ISIS crisis, so.
Yeah.
It seems like it ought to go on forever.
I don't know. I can't say. It's all up to Adam, you know? Yeah. It's how much Adam. It's all written by one guy. Every single word of that series is written by one man.
That's so amazing.
He doesn't have a staff.
He doesn't
it's
have
not
a staff.
Like a stack
There's
of
no
jokes.
Other writers. There's not people that hand him a script and then he signs off and puts his name on it. No, it's one dude.
And none of it's improvisational.
None of it.
And considering that most of the people on that cast are improvisational,
really funny
good,
comedians.
And yeah.
Really funny comedians.
Yeah.
But there's no need.
Right.
There's no need. The only time you really improvise on that show is in certain places in the script, it'll say, the gang reacts to this. To whatever and that's when you sort of like scramble for a good punchline. But it's also like catchphrases. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like people just kind of play on what
so
they already
are,
know
are
to do.
There are several of you together in a booth recording at a time?
No, you record
just,
alone.
By yourself?
Yeah. I maybe once or twice I have worked longer than 15 minutes on that show.
Wow.
and that happens like every 3 or 4 weeks whenever we're in, like we just finished season 7, so now I'm on break.
Yeah.
Right.
For how long?
I don't know. It's no different than the rest of my life where I'm just sitting on my dog all day. I really have taken the last couple of years and done nothing.
That's beautiful.
I've lived a very artistic life. I sit around and make puppets and write and draw. And
oh, that sounds horrible.
Chill out and with my dog outside. I'm outside all the time. Yeah, it's really great, man.
It's glorious.
I saw you walking down Monroe. Monroe is in Midtown Atlanta. Right in front of this wonderful steakhouse called Woody's. I was sitting there with my girlfriend. And the reason I bring it up is because you had the biggest smile on your face. You're walking by yourself. You don't have headphones on. You're just happy.
Yeah. I was probably pretty high.
Doesn't matter.
I'm a big pot smoker.
Doesn't matter.
But it doesn't matter. I'm a happy guy.
Yeah.
I'm a happy guy when things aren't going that great. But I'm literally living my dream. I've also faced... Here's the thing with Archer is like I hit in one fell swoop. I hit everything I've ever wanted to do with this career.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I playing a weirdo on an amazing cartoon for adults.
Yeah.
And he also deals with like super science and weird shit like that. Okay. Like,
yeah.
What do you do? What do you do when you hit the top?
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I've wanted, and it's all I've devoted my life to. So now that I got there, I'm like, oh, shit.
Now you got to find another one.
Become a mechanic.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that.
You go on podcasts. That's what you're
doing. Yeah.
Start your own.
Yeah. Do my podcast tour.
Have you thought of doing your own, or do you not care about that?
I think about it all the time.
Because everybody has one.
The problem is, everybody has one, but I'm also a one-man band, right? And I'm not the type of guy that's going to sit around and talk alone. I like to bounce off of somebody.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Improv.
Yeah. I'm also a puppeteer, and I never do solo puppet shows because I'm always like, ugh, that just seems like such a drag. Like, not...
Sitting in your room at night with puppets.
Talking to each other. Yeah, making them talk to each other.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm pretty great. Yeah,
I mean, that's great if you're writing something, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, like, ultimately, I want somebody to bounce off of.
What do you... Well, let's take a step
back. Sorry, I'm looking at Tim so much. He's an old buddy, so it's like...
It's hard not to look at.
He also has all the questions.
And
yeah, he's also sitting at the head of the table right. In the most light. Like, Jeff's over there, like, sort of in the darker corner of the... Like, if you look, your backdrops are... It's much more pleasing to look over there.
Don't look at me.
We had Eric in here. I think it was our fourth show.
Yeah.
And I was real intimidated because it was the first time it was ever, like, a role reversal where...
Yeah, right.
I'm leading. And he's, you know, Eric takes control of the room, Eric Von Hessler. If you're not familiar with him, from the Regular Guy Show and now the blah, 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 the show featuring Eric Von Hessler. Got to do those plugs.
Yeah.
Got to do them.
It's just radio stuff that carries through. Not the plugs, but, you know, you can't just assume everybody knows who you're talking about.
No.
So.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like H. John Benjamin.
Yes.
People might know him from other stuff.
Yeah, Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers.
He's Bob in Bob's Burgers.
Coach McGurk.
Yeah, he's McGurk.
It's Ben.
Ben Katz.
Yeah, he was the kid on Dr. Katz.
He's the guy from H. John Benjamin Has a Van.
Yeah. That was a good show.
Yeah, I love that show.
Oh, my God. He's got one coming up, I think, on IFC that's... 1001 Nights with H. John Benjamin. It's his romantic anthology series where he's going to be involved in all kinds of ridiculous romances. Like,
oh, my God.
I can't wait.
I get the feeling that H. John Benjamin is a guy that, like you, has reached, this is what I wanted to do my whole life, and I'm doing it, and I'm living it.
You know, but he capitalizes on it better than I do. Like, I took the, I'm going to sit for a while.
Yeah.
Whereas he is always doing something bananas. He did a jazz album last year?
No.
I heard about that.
He's never played jazz. He doesn't play any instruments, nor is he really a fan of jazz. And he got, like, legit musicians to sit in with him, and then he just sat there plunking around on a piano
for an
entire album. There's great stuff online. You can watch, like, bits of it.
Is it like him playing it?
Yes, oh, my God.
We got to look that up.
John is my favorite comedian of all time. He is, like, the greatest mischief maker I've ever met in my life. Mm. He is so brilliant. He's so funny. You know, everywhere you go with him, it's a riot.
Did they come
here?
He's
always fucking with somebody.
Does he come here?
No.
No, but you see them.
There's no real. Yeah, when we go out to things.
Okay.
Yeah,
the premiere.
I'll see
him.
Yeah, little cons or whatever they make us do, you know.
Do you normally go to all the cons? Like, I'm assuming you go to Dragon Con. I've seen you there.
I've never been to Dragon Con with Archer.
Perform puppet shows.
Yeah, yeah. I do a lot of puppet shows there and stuff like that. I always weasel into something there. The podcast track.
Yeah.
I'm usually in that somewhere. But as far as Archer goes, we like do San Diego Comic Con. We didn't even do New York Comic Con last year. I don't know. We're in our seventh season now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how much we need to keep doing that because it's the show's a mainstay. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like,
well, The Simpsons still has a gigantic spread at Comic-Con.
Yeah, but that's just Fox putting everything they got. It's not like there's a Simpsons panel. You know
no, there
I mean?
Isn't. You're right.
So, yeah, and we're only there for panels. Otherwise, who cares?
That was like...
Like, Aisha will go because she's in 9 billion things on television.
Yeah.
And she also moderates a bunch of panels.
She was the head of CTU on 24 for a season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about diversity and character.
Yeah, and she just... She just signed on this past season. She's playing some cop character on one of the big shows that's going on right now, too.
And she's a goddess, so, you know, fanboys love to see
her.
And
she's amazing. She's so
Drew Carey on that improv show.
Wonderful, and the whole cast.
What's My Line?
She hosts What's My Line, is it?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's My Line?
Who's
Line?
Who's line?
I said, What's My Line?
What's My Line is an old, like, people trying to guess what occupation you are. It's like a game show from the 50s.
How you doing? I'm your host. Guess what I do?
To tell the truth.
To tell the truth. That was a good show.
That was where there were three people posing to be one person.
I'm lucky eight.
Yeah, Hunter S. Thompson was on a...
He was.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, he was on there.
Because his Hell's Angels book had just come out. And he was quite the rage, but nobody knew who it was, who that crazy guy was.
They didn't know him
was.
Then, did they?
No.
His son just came out with the book about him.
I'm reading that book right now.
Is it good?
Yeah, that's why you're good. So engaged in this podcast. Reading a
She's
book.
She's over here reading.
So.
Sorry, my lips are moving.
Lucky Yates.
Yes, that's me.
Is
according to his Wikipedia page.
Atlanta man.
According to Wikipedia, I am. They'll never know, Tim.
Aside from Archer, you've been involved with Dad's Garage, which is the premier improv probably in the Southeast, wouldn't you say?
Correct, yes.
Definitely in Atlanta.
Yeah, we definitely own the Southeast.
Yeah.
There's no bones about it.
Got a brand new location.
We do.
Kirkwood?
That is the old Fourth Ward, my friend.
Oh, that's a hop, skip, and a jump from Kirkwood.
Yeah, the old Fourth Ward, baby.
Right.
It's great.
Right there next to a Matzah Pizza.
Yeah, we're right behind a Matzah Pizza.
And how long?
Home of you.
Home of me.
Why would you think it was Kirkwood when you work there every single day?
Because Kirkwood is just around the corner.
O4W is plastered everywhere around there.
It is. Do you ever go to Chrome Yellow?
I do.
I like
coffee. Yeah, delicious coffee.
Yeah, Stumptown coffee.
I'm a coffee guy, and they do. They have that great Stumptown, that cold brew, too.
The chocolate really cold brew and the milk carton.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, dude.
It's good stuff.
Wow. It's only $5.
But you get a $5 jolt out of
yeah,
it.
You
like,
do.
It's right. worth it. You know
there's
what I mean?
Such cool stuff happening over in that area.
There is. There's.
Oh,
also,
it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's people on bikes everywhere. Yeah. And
the Beltline's about to come screaming through it.
Oh, like, and that place?
It's unfinished next to us, but it's going to be, yeah.
Nobody can afford shit around there. Either.
Yeah, I'm shocked we could.
No, the rents, even the shitty apartments over there. But you guys, they did a nice job. Let's tell people what Dad's Garage is.
It's what we do, improv comedy, and we do original scripted works, and we either create our own scripted works or it's stuff written by friends. So, quote unquote, a play. Like, it's a lot of we do a season of plays or, you know, just scripted sketch shows. Like, I just got done doing a sketch comedy show called Woman of the Year. And it was written by some of our women. It was fantastic. So it's either written by us or our buddies out there in the world. Yeah. Some other comedy group that we'll know or individual that we know will have written something awesome. And if we're doing anything that's not generated by us personally, it's generated by a friend.
And how long has Dad's Garage been in Atlanta?
20 years. We just had our 20th birthday last summer. So
wow.
We're coming up on 21. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're an institution, man.
Yeah.
You know, started by a group of knuckleheads from Florida State University who were down there doing bar improv and came up here. I think they threw a dart. It was here in New Orleans or somewhere else, and they threw a dart at a map, and whatever it was closest to, that's where they were going to go, and so they came here.
And where did they started in Inman Park?
In Inman Park and what used to be Actors Express. It was this old warehouse.
Right
now, they mowed it down, and it's like there's a clam shack on there now. A clam shack and a plastic surgery joint is standing where our old place used to be. It's
Some
really
would
weird.
Some say that's redundant.
Yeah. It's a laser clam shack.
That's where, you know, I haven't been to the new place yet except for deliver pizza. I've been in the basement. Here's your pizzas.
Well. Yeah.
Here's your pizzas, Dad Garage.
You should come. It's great.
Yeah, I'm planning on it. I even took a half year of classes.
It's Bacon Fest this weekend.
I know. I'll be back for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's on Saturday. It's going to be a beautiful day as well.
And it's not at the Masquerade
this
year.
Dad's Garage. We're closing off the streets, man.
Oh,
it's a street party going on.
I'm glad
there.
I'm not working that day.
Come on now. You got to come to Bacon Fest.
Because it would be bacon and then, hey, let's go to a matzah and eat.
Yeah.
Now, I heard about Kevin Bacon from last year.
Yeah, he showed up a couple years ago.
It was a couple years ago.
We were still in our old place. Yeah. It was like one of the last ones in the old place. And he was in town. He was shooting the first season of that show that he did.
The Following.
He was shooting the first season of that. It might have even been the pilot. And we just wouldn't stop leaving him alone on Twitter.
Oh, yeah?
And Twitter bothered the shit out of that poor dude.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Until, like, his people called our offices and were like, all right, stop. He gets it. He knows you want him there. He's very busy. Just leave him alone on Twitter. And so we're like, all right, cool. So we called it off.
Yeah.
And then he showed up.
Cool. Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that was pretty nice.
I heard he had a good time, too.
Yeah, he loved it. Yeah. We gave him the King's treatment. He made out with Blondie, famous stripper Blondie.
Oh, that Blondie. I was trying to think who would be worse, her or like Blondie from Blondie. Deborah Harry.
Or Blondie from the comic strip.
I would make out with her.
But the actress who played them in the old 50s movies, whoever that lady was.
She was pretty.
back then she was.
Yeah, well.
Now. You have to make out with her now.
And if she's dead, well, you still have to make out with her.
No, we have her corpse there.
Oh, you do?
Make out with Blondie. Just
How much bacon can you actually eat at this thing, though? That's what I want.
You can
know.
Eat all the bacon
you
can eat.
You pay a fee to go in.
Yes. Yeah.
And beer. There's beer.
Lots of good beer.
And there's, like, just bacon everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tons and tons of bacon.
What's the oddest bacon-themed thing that's going to be there this year?
You know, that's a good question. Oh, I don't know. We open up really stupid booths. There's a terrible caricature booth where you will get a terrible character of yourself drawn because none of us are really artists. One of our improvisers is in a wheelchair, and he has a wheelchair obstacle course that he sets up, and
that
we
Tommy?
Have a spare. Yeah, we have a spare wheelchair, and he makes fun of you as you try to traverse the course.
I'm going to do that.
It's pretty great. Yeah, I'm doing a confessional booth. Confess mm-hmm. yourself, since I am a
you
reverend.
Are a reverend.
I'm
right?
a reverend of. Yeah. The, does it say that on my Wikipedia page? What's up, Wikipedia?
That's not on your
catch
Wikipedia
up,
page.
Son.
Well, write it in.
What's
there,
up? You
yeah,
guys
I'm gonna,
have a.
I'm going to be editing your Wikipedia page.
You have an exclusive.
I just got ordained last month.
Did
I'm
you?
Performing yeah. my first wedding.
Oh yeah, right
a month
on.
And a half.
Oh,
yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah. So I will absolve you of your sins, unless they involve harm to a woman, a child, or an animal. Otherwise, I will call
then
the authorities.
Alert the authorities.
The authorities can.
Or you know, you can't drop a murder on me, man. Like, what am I going to do with that?
Hey, man.
I'm an internet reverend. Like,
I killed my dog yesterday.
Come on. I will alert the authorities. I will have a sign out front. Like, if you've done any of these things, there will be retribution.
Is there like a line somewhere? Like, if I killed a salamander, that would.
It, how though? Was it malicious? Was it like, did you burn its head off with a right. cigarette? Or was it like, oh shit, I just stepped on that salamander. Right. Damn.
The first one he'd be calling.
That was always my dream. Like, if I was going to be a vigilante superhero, I would be, you know, like somebody that killed people that did shit to animals.
I'm watching the second season of Daredevil right now, and that's the Punisher, except you would do it for animals.
Absolutely.
Times,
but, I would.
I just watched the first episode today.
You'd be the Punisher of Zootopia, is what you would be.
The Punisher is Shane from The Walking Dead.
Oh, that's who that is. He's really great. He's
What's
really
his
great.
Name?
As,
Barenthal? I don't know what his first name is.
Frank
Barenthal? No.
No.
It's Frank Castle is the character's
Jay
name.
Jay Barenthal? Yes. Jay Barenthal. That's
yeah, right. Okay.
Yes.
Shane from The Walking Dead.
He's great. He's great as the Punisher, man. He's really, really great.
And
I don't like the three main characters in the Daredevil series.
Oh, my
so.
God.
I hate we're going to get to that later.
Okay.
We're going to talk about it more in a little while, but I hate Foggy. In addition to you know being with Dad's Garage so long, that's kind of how we met. Is you were working at that's my phone doing the R2D2 alert that there's new box of cards available in the Star Wars Card Trader app.
Let's stop the show, everybody. Come on, let's check it out.
I deleted that app and they got rid of all my cards. It changed all the cards.
Oh man, you nerds!
That's right. They're still there. You just have to know how to find them. So. I met you initially, Lucky, with the Regular Guys show back in 2000, I think, 2001.
Yeah, it's weird for me. I don't really pay attention.
How did you get into that? And
into improv?
No, get into radio. Well, yeah, fuck radio. How did you get into the improv thing? I mean,
I got into improv because I
like
was
when
doing...
You, before here or when you got here?
It was when I got here. It was with Dad's Garage. I'm a company man.
Yeah.
I was working at the Center for Puppetry Arts, and some buddies of mine that were working there put together a little show. They had just opened up their second smaller space, and their second space, which is smaller than the other theater. And they didn't have programming in the first summer that they opened it. And so me and some other buddies that were working there were like, hey, if we put together a show, we want to do this sci-fi serial called Rex Rocket in Outer Space, kind of like Flash Gordon. If we put this together, can we put it on? And then, like, you'll get ticket sales, we can get bar or something like that. And they were like, yeah, sure, great.
Right.
It was a big hit. But we didn't have enough. The serial episodes themselves were only going to be, like, 20 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
So we needed more to fill out an evening. And we hired Matt Stanton to come over and create a puppet improv show for us to help us pad out the night. And he did, and I jumped in. I was a good puppeteer, and you know, I was a lifelong theater guy. And so they threw me into these improv shows, and it turned out I had a knack for it.
Yeah.
And when that show ended that summer, they were like, hey, you're really great. Come to Dad's Garage and do improv shows with us, but not with a puppet. And I was like, okay. And that was that. Like, that was it. Yeah, they were only open for 2 years at that point, you know? So it was just like, okay. They were just they would let anybody on stage back in the day. It was really nuts. Like, anybody who was working behind the bar was like, oh, yeah, sure. You want to be in an improv show? Come on. Yeah, jump up there. And it was like, wow, this is weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, it worked out.
Now, how many people are good at doing stand-up comedy and improv?
I don't know. Stand-up terrifies me, man, because it's you against the audience. Right. You know, only recently did it finally click into me that really what you're doing is a one-person show, but it's just nothing but jokes.
Mm-hmm.
There's no dramatic arc. There's only sort of a shape of how, you know, what you tell and when.
Mm-hmm.
I like to have other people to bounce off of. So I think there's some kind of weird, I think the stand-up community doesn't look at improv with bright eyes and bushy tails. I think they look down upon improv.
Is that
improvisers, we think, oh man, stand up, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good luck, you guys.
Yeah.
But shit, that's so
no
hard.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's really, really hard. And if you can do it, you're so awesome.
Yeah, I was, you know, a couple of years ago, I was trying to be a comic and one of the things.
You actually got up and did it and it was funny.
Yeah, I did it for like a couple of years. It was a lot of fun.
Sure.
But it was people that told me, oh, you should take an improv class because it'll help you kind of roll with the punches up there. Because that's whenever I would always get.
Yeah, dealing with like a heckler or something like that, sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, yes, and go fuck yourself.
Exactly. Right. Well, then Dave Koechner, one of my comedy heroes, was coming to town. He was doing some time at the Funny Farm.
Right.
And he was teaching a workshop at Relapse.
Okay.
So I was like, absolutely. And I know exactly what you're saying because I got there and I knew right off this was not going to be cool because I was the only comic. It was all improv people.
Right.
They were all so peppy and happy and pretending to put shoes on that weren't there.
Right.
And I just did not understand what was happening.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Dave had no patience whatsoever. And he put us on stage and he said, close your eyes and have a conversation. And I just started having some weird real world video booth confession where I was talking about how I hated to shop when I was a child and I always had to buy my clothes in the Husky section at Sears and it just got all sad and weird and I just never could find, you know, and it culminated with he told us to pick an object to be and so I chose a tomahawk and the girl that he had playing off me, she came up to me and she said, I baked you a delicious batch of cupcakes and I said, I will chop your face off. Koechner comes over and he grabs me by my elbows and he gets in my face and he goes, no, I don't want you to say what you would do with a tomahawk. I want you to be a tomahawk. And it was just, I didn't get it.
Didn't
and the
it, yeah.
crickets all in the room, everybody's staring at us. And he goes, what are you thinking right now? And honestly, what I was thinking was he was grabbing like the fat above my elbows, which is like, I'm like Mary's retarded brother and Something About Mary. You know, when you touch his ears, don't touch my elbows. Don't touch him. Exactly, exactly. And I said, I just was waiting for you to say, whammy. And he goes, wouldn't it be sad if I did?
It would be sad if he did. It really would have been sad.
And then he told me to go sit down, and that's why I hate Dave Koechner now.
Yeah. Oh, you can't. Jeez. He's still very funny. But
no, I don't hate him.
It's, you know, it's,
he's amazing.
It's just something that you do or you can do or you can't do, I think. I mean, you can train people to do it, but even people who don't have a knack for comedy, or which you do, and I think if you took the classes and you put the work in, you could do it.
Oh, I couldn't do it. Like you said.
You have to have a blend of comedy and theater, right? Mm-hmm. You have to have a lot of stagecraft skills just to know how you're presenting things before an audience because you're not just standing with a microphone, right?
Right.
Like, you can take things directly to the audience, but we're actually playing scenes with one another.
Yeah.
And it's different, like, and at Dad's, more than what you'll see on Who's Line or anything like that, which is very game-oriented because it's television, we try to put the effort on storytelling. You know, what, even if we're doing a gamey thing like a one-voice interview or whatever, we're trying to tell some sort of story in an arc And it's not, you know, something that everybody can get. You know what I mean? People can't put that together. Nor can they put together, like, okay, shit, look at me. I'm a bacon bit. This is Eric Von Hessler's favorite thing. I'm a bacon bit, and you're a crouton, and, you know, here we are in the salad. Let's have a conversation about it, which is great. You know what I mean? But he thinks it's the dumbest thing in the world. Yeah. But it's like, dude, but it can be in a hilarious scene.
It can be.
If there's a piece of lettuce and a crouton and a bacon bit having a conversation.
And we're not going to try that here.
No.
Yeah, but I mean, improv scares the shit out of me more than stand-up would. Just because stand-up, it almost feels like it's like singing. You know, if you know your lyrics and you go up on stage and you
just
pretty
much
perform.
Just got to know your lines.
Yeah. And you are by yourself. Yeah. And that's the safety of it for me is I like being by myself. I'm a loner by trade, and it's really hard. Like, I can't even do the electric slide in a group full of people. It's it's too much. Yeah.
When I was a kid, though, I was always funnier doing stuff with Jeff or...
I used to try an improv with you, and he'd always be like, no.
Yeah,
what?
It's called blocking.
So he would just neg everything that I tried to improv with you. You'd just kill it.
It's called blocking. That's it's the number one rule.
Oh, I remember that. I learned that when I took 1.5 courses.
Why did you bail out during your second?
Because I got tired of staying up.
You want to be a crouton.
And getting up at 3 in the morning.
Goddamn, make me be a crouton one more goddamn time.
No, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the frog thing.
Love croutonery.
One frog, two frogs. What was that?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. The games.
We don't do that. We don't do that there.
They have little games to get
you
started.
No, we do. A lot of people have different stuff.
Zip, zap, zop.
It's
just to be aware of the people that you're with.
Yeah, you warm up and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. You get a group mind going.
Mm-hmm.
But you do take the suggestions from the audience and that whole thing.
Sure. Yeah, nothing we do is like, we don't know any sort of setup of a scene or anything like that. All of it is completely made up. Which differs from other, different groups in town do it different ways. Some groups do it like where there's basically a structure of a scene that they all know and they've all rehearsed and they've all done. And then they'll get suggestions from the audience and just plug those bits into these scenes that are already pretty much fleshed out. Whereas we just make, which is even more dangerous because when you're just making shit up that's not tried and true, chances are it's going to go off the rails.
How much stuff do you keep and incorporate into a show?
Nothing. None of it. Which every year we're always like, we should really try to write this stuff down and revisit things, because that's how Second City, that's how that all developed into what it is. It all started out as an improv group.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started taking the stuff that was really funny and going like, hey, let's do that again, but we'll tweak it. We just never have been good. That's how sketch shows develop a lot.
So Dad's Garage Bacon Fest is this weekend.
This weekend.
It's Saturday. What is the date of Saturday?
The 23rd?
23rd. Yes.
Today's the 26th.
Oh, okay.
26th. Yeah. Day before Easter.
It is the day before Easter.
Easter Eve.
26th. How much is it? Do you know?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. It is the website, dadsgarage.com.
Between Good Friday and Easter, which means it was resurrected somehow.
Get your bacon filled before ham day on Sunday.
Right.
Oh, God.
Passover.
So much ham.
Please, I can't wait to
Passover's not till the end of the month.
I'm going to bite into a clove.
Like the end of April this year.
I know.
Passover's really late this year.
Why are they so different?
There's an extra month, apparently, in
the Julian calendar?
Yeah, in the Jewishian calendar.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I just learned this from my landlord the other day. Yeah. Passover is really late this year.
Huh.
I don't know how that works out.
If you've never been to a Passover Seder, I highly recommend it.
Well, that's why I threw the Ten Commandments.
A lot of delicious food. And I have been to a Seder.
I like a good 20 minutes and out. Let's eat.
Yeah, but it's fun because you're hearing all these crazy stories and then suddenly you're eating horseradish and you're like, what's going on in my life?
When do you get the matzo ball soup?
The first.
Yeah, it's the early on.
That's
okay.
The best.
That is the best.
We eat that all day long.
Yeah.
So well,
you can go to any good deli.
Well, I used to live across the street from a Goldberg, so I just walk across the street.
They're going to eat matzo ball soup.
Do they?
Yeah,
the Goldbergs?
Yes.
Who in the room will eat gefilte fish? Anybody?
I've tried it.
I've tried it too, man. That's tough.
That's tough, man.
A little horseradish
really
on there.
I like whitefish salad.
Really oh, yes.
And sturgeon.
Just go for the liverwurst.
Man, what am I, chop liver?
There you go. That too.
All right. We're joined this week by Lucky Yates. Go to Bacon Fest. Check it out. Dadsgarage.com.
It.
It's this Saturday. If you're listening post-Saturday, then you missed it.
You missed it, dummy.
But you can still go to their website,
dadsgarage.com. There'll be another Bacon Fest next year. Just remember.
And we'll be right back.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth. And we're back, episode 015 of Radio Labyrinth. My name is Tim Andrews, joined by the usual cast, and joined this week by Lucky Yates.
That's me.
Who is Dr. Krieger.
Yes, Dr. Algernup Krieger.
On Archer. When does Archer debut?
March 31st.
Ooh.
Seasons coming up.
7 premieres.
That's right. 10 p.m.?
Probably, yeah. I don't know.
When's it on, Jeff? Sunday nights?
Thursdays.
Thursdays,
yeah. You know, I don't know when anything's on anymore.
We're a Thursday night show.
Uh-huh. I just set the DVR, and then that's it.
Look at you, Mr. Fancy.
Is Dr. Krieger a clone, or is he a real person?
He is always, no matter what version of Krieger you get, he's supposed to be a clone, a genetic clone of Adolf Hitler. But that's, you know, that's all, who knows if that's really true or not.
What's the can you tease it what the theme will be, or are you back to one-offs?
Oh, no, we're Private Eyes this season in Los Angeles.
Ooh,
kind of a Magnum P.I.
Nice.
Kind of 80s vibe to it. Yeah, so once we got, well, you know, we're not allowed to be spies. The CIA has told the gang that they are no longer to be involved in the spy business.
Uh-huh.
And they weren't very good as drug dealers.
Yeah, and so we move out to L.A., and we open up the Figgis Agency. Uh-huh. Cyril owns the agency because Cyril. California law is that you, in order to be a private detective, you either have to have a law degree or you have to have like so many hours in law enforcement
yeah.
as your career. And so Cyril is the only lawyer in the group, and so he opens the agency. So everybody's working for Cyril.
What a great cast! I loved him on Saturday Night Live.
Chris,
mm-hmm.
Oh my God,
Chris,
it's so
Parnell.
Funny! And on Rick and Morty, he is just absolutely
my favorite cartoon.
The greatest. Yeah, I am a huge Rick and Morty nut and Venture Brothers nut.
Oh.
And they just ended their. It was only 8 episodes.
Yeah, I haven't seen the finale yet.
Yeah,
but how about Think Tank?
So great! Yeah. All the characters were so great. Now that they sort of went full superhero while they're in, you know, New York,
right?
The characters are so hilarious, man.
The Peter Parker knockoff, the Spider-Man guy who shoots webs out of his ass.
it's Nathan Fillion that plays that guy.
Yeah.
So funny. He's an improviser from Edmonton. He was in Rapid Fire Theater.
The Venture Brothers kind of, to me, has a parallel, maybe not in the same, of course, certainly not in the same universe, but a parallel-themed Archer. I mean, it's kind of like you take a genre and you just completely deconstruct it.
Yeah.
And put it back together. And the thing that I love about the Venture Brothers is it takes everything that Generation X kids grew up with. We grew up with the reruns of the 50s and 60s cartoons.
Yep.
And we had the new ones from the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah.
So it just merges all of them. And I think Jackson Public has said in the past, it's just a show about failure.
Yeah. They're all losers, man.
Yes.
Every one of them's a loser.
Even Brock.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah, and
the OSI is a loser agency.
Yeah, and how they incorporate so many things. You have David Bowie, you have Hunter S. Thompson, you know, is Hunter.
Hunter gathers.
Yes, Hunter gathers. Because they're breasts. and, you know, it's a very good show. And how many of you guys have never watched it?
No, I watch Venture Brothers. I'm just a few behind.
I haven't.
I know for a fact, Stephanie, you would enjoy it.
I'm going to watch it.
I know.
It's another show. It's like Archer. It's another show where when something happens, it's part of canon for the rest of the series.
Yes.
Right? So like things, they'll refer to things that happened like season one-ish and stuff like that. But it's like, it's just part of the universe. They kept it. They kept it. They didn't, you know, just lose it. It's not episodic where it's like, this week it's just a villain of the week show, you know,
yeah.
Which is, I think, what they were originally planning to do with it.
Yeah.
And then it grew into so much more with all those other great characters.
I think that we lived in a good time for that because, again, we grew up, we had all these cartoons and they were either serious or they were supposed to be funny. But now, as adults, you know, the cartoons grew up with us.
Yeah.
And they have our same outlook on life, which has always been, well, we're going to all die in a nuclear war.
Yeah, we're all fucked.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Because that was exactly what we grew up with. Like, the Russians are going to kill us at any minute.
And it didn't happen. Matter. And like
the whole thing's going to go down.
Yeah, so we still have that anxiety from that time.
Right.
But, you know, who do we care about now? Nobody. Except ourselves, which is a great thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But is it? Does every doesn't everybody sort of care about themselves too much?
Yeah, well,
that's what I think the internet did.
Yeah,
I think the internet didn't work, guys.
I think we blew it.
I think we blew it.
Yeah, we totally did. It made us all narcissists, and we have to share everything.
It was the thing. It should have united the world through information, and instead, what it did is make every single asshole think that they now had a voice. Needed to be heard by everyone, and they get in a fight. So people like it's just people get in there and they get shitty with one another. It's like, God damn it!
I don't like this week's episode.
We need to empower most of
you.
Right? Yeah, just terrible.
And then the other 90% is porn.
Yeah. Well, you can't escape pornography.
Well,
and too much of a good thing is not a good thing, or too much of something that.
Well,
listen, real quick. When I was a kid. When we were all children, pornography wasn't something you had ready access to.
No. It was,
You had to go get it. You had to work. Yeah.
You had to work. You had to know somebody. But didn't that sort of teach us to be a little underhanded? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We learned how to sneak around pretty easily.
But you're supposed to sneak around. It was tough. Naughty.
It was a tough lesson. Yeah.
And that made it worth all the effort. I just jerked off and it was worth it.
But we've burned out.
Now if you wake up in the morning and like, hey, I just want to look at some tits. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. But don't you think that's magical?
It's magical, but it's
I like
too
living
much.
In the time for porn.
Yay, internet.
That's what I'm saying. That's where the internet worked.
Right.
Where it did work is letting everybody talk.
I think
everybody didn't need to talk.
I don't think we need
that's where it all goes.
Everything.
All right.
People need to listen and watch.
And then it became currency, right? Like who was being listened to or liked the most is the current. That's what the currency that all
that's
television
news.
Networks and shit. That's all what they run with now.
Right.
They just want the hits. They want likes and hits. It's bigger than dollars, and it's insane.
That's right. It's
because they need
worth
it now
more
on
than,
a constant basis as opposed to like let shows breathe. That's why I think
like us on Facebook.
Right.
By the way, like us on Facebook.
Yes,
Radio Labyrinth.
That's why I really love the network FX that Archer is on. They've John Landgraf that runs it, and he lets artists do their thing, and he lets shows breathe over a couple of seasons. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? American Horror Story gets shit on a lot, but
it's still a fun show.
But it's fun,
yeah.
And they let it breathe, and they'll take the hits. From the internet in order to let shows develop and take their time and all that kind of stuff, which I think is kind of rare in today's television.
Because
everybody wants hits and shareable content.
Share it.
How do I get shareable content?
By the way, if you enjoy this podcast, please share it with your friends, please.
Is this shareable content?
It will be.
Oh, yeah.
Well, on Twitter.
Let's throw some tits in here.
Yes. Do they let you say fuck on Archer now?
No.
Because they let him say it on the People versus O.J. Simpson.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well,
which is on FX.
That's interesting. What time does that come on? That comes on, I'm assuming, at 10
right?
o'clock?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the rules have changed recently.
Yeah.
Even I'm a huge classic movie fan, and I watch Turner Classic Movies. It's 98% of the television that I watch is Turner Classic Movies. I'm live tweeting tomorrow during they're running the Superman serials and the Batman serials
from
the 40s, which are insane. And they're on tomorrow starting at 8, and I'm going to live tweet during
them. So if you're listening,
them.
That would be Wednesday if we get this out, right?
we'll have to get this back out real quick.
Yeah.
It's fine.
This isn't a radio show. It's a podcast.
God
anyway, so I watched that all the where was I going with
do
this?
Do you live tweet during a lot of stuff and you announce movies. It on your yeah, in Turner Classic Movies.
Yeah, what got me there though?
FX.
Oh, right.
Language.
Language is that TCM will start, they show pretty racy stuff. It's a basic cable network.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll start showing pretty racy films. Earlier and earlier in the evening, you know, so something's going on with the TV rules, which I like.
Well, last
open it up.
Last week we were watching The People versus O.J. Simpson. All of a sudden, you hear the guy playing
Johnny Cochran
go "Fuck!" And I looked at the TV.
Wow,
what?
Wow,
this is television.
Yeah. Old Spice is going to do an ad pretty soon.
Yes,
they're just advertisers that are down. That's really all that matters.
What else you watching?
If advertisers will.
Do you love my ham-handed segues, by the way?
What else do you want?
Yes. No.
Not much.
You said earlier in the show that you like Daredevil.
Yeah.
Did you?
I loved the first season.
Have you watched all the second
season? I can't stand.
You don't like it so far?
It's not that I can't stand it because I keep watching it. No, I just finished like the fourth episode.
Uh-huh.
I love the Punisher. The Punisher's great, and he's really great in this. But I really dislike the top three characters. I don't like them.
And that would be Daredevil.
Matt Murdock, who plays Daredevil.
Okay.
Foggy Nelson, his best friend, and Karen, whatever her name is, the
Deborah Wall,
the
is that her name?
Paralegal. That man,
she was on True Blood.
It's like the they're like the dumbest people to be in business. It's
but the
I
fight
don't,
scenes are awesome.
The fight scenes are amazing, man. Amazing.
And he's got the costume this season.
But this second season, the second season, it's a different showrunner and different writers and all kinds of stuff, and it's gone really super comic booky.
Okay.
Like, it's gotten really corny. The dialogue is...
I hate that.
Really pretty dumb a lot of the times. The characters making preposterous decisions and doing the dumbest things. Like, what are you doing here? Like, cops letting these a paralegal just walk into the middle of a crime scene and start asking questions of suspects and stuff
or
like
the guys
that. Like, what is going on in this in New York City right now on this show?
The biker bar where Foggy, the wimpy lawyer, walks in and they don't beat the shit out of him immediately.
Yeah. All he did was put his arm behind his back and go, because he kept dropping the name of some guy that they
Smith.
Knew. Yeah, and then finally they were like, oh, he's dead. Take him out back and teach him a lesson. Like, why aren't you teaching him a lesson inside? You could murder him and get rid of the body right now. Who cares?
Everybody could stab him.
It's like that. Yeah, it's just... really dopey this season. Really, really dopey. Except the Punisher, he's really great.
Well, the first season, you actually believed that, you know, this guy, aside from the superpowers, but you could believe it was gritty. It was like the original comic book was.
Yeah.
And I loved Daredevil in the when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yes.
I always just thought he was dumb blind Spider-Man.
Like, well,
happy blind Spider-Man.
I like the story. The story, Elektra and Bullseye and the Kingpin. Yeah. And, you know,
Kingpins are amazing. Vincent D'Onofrio last season. Yeah, you got rid of him and you got rid of the best thing on the show.
He was the best part of the show, that's for sure.
Fucking amazing, man. What are you guys doing down there?
Sorry.
Your three co-hosts are just sitting and listening to us yab about nerd television. I'm so stoned right now.
Do you watch Daredevil?
I watched most of the first season.
Okay.
I'm still catching up.
I'm in the same boat.
But I was in. You know?
Yeah. How about you, Steph?
See, I hate when that happens, though, when somebody says, oh, I'm into the second season, and it sucks, and then I'm like, well, shit, do I keep going?
They got the, like,
you're right, though. That's the way
really
TV is now.
Explain why he's got horns. Like, he's just running around with horns now. It's kind of like it was a huge leap forward.
But didn't
without really talking about it.
Who made the suit for him? The priest?
No, some guy.
The priest.
No, there's some guy now in a garage that's making his shit.
Oh. I thought the priest made it for him last year.
No, the priest just yells at him a
lot. Well, here's why I like Daredevil in general. Because what Marvel's doing with Netflix, instead of what they're doing on television and what they're doing in the films, is it's taking these gritty Hell's Kitchen New York, that side of the Marvel universe from the comic books, and they're tying them all together in these series, basically taking over Netflix. With you got Luke Cage coming out.
Yeah.
Jessica Jones is, you know, it's all right. I mostly like it for Doctor Who.
David Tennant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who I like just about any. I can even watch boring cop dramas with him in them.
Broadchurch.
Yes, but I watched the American version. I watched
British
the American version.
Really good.
Broadchurch was good, but the American, I don't even remember what it was called. He played the same fucking guy. Good actor. Also, Barty Crouch. Harry Potter.
That was great. That's great.
I'm rambling.
Hello.
Here. The other thing, did anybody watch Pee-wee's Big Vacation?
No, I haven't watched
it
yet.
Well, it was great.
It was great.
Did you watch it?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
I'm afraid to watch it, and I'll tell you why. Because he's too old to do goddamn Pee-wee Herman as a little boy anymore.
He can't do the voice.
He can't do it. If you can't do the voice, you can't do the character. Unless you age the character along with the who you are as a person. I think... I got nothing, man. I hope that character lives forever. I love Pee-wee Herman. I love him so much. So brilliant. But when you're a 60-year-old guy who smoked the entire time since he was a big star back in the 80s, 30 years ago, when you age that much, instead of just gopping on more pancake makeup and putting on a slightly larger gray suit, like, put on a cardigan and be Uncle Pee-wee, and we will be with you 1,000%. Uncle Pee-wee could be so huge in this day and age, but he's trying to do 80s Pee-wee Herman, and that was 30 years ago, man. Come on, Paul.
You should have gotten a Pee-wee protege.
Now, that being said, I hear the movie's fun and stuff like that, but I really am afraid that I'm going to be watching a guy just and thinking he's too old to be doing this.
Nah,
he's just too old.
He still does gags that only he can do. There's a scene where he's just playing the balloon for these Amish people.
Yeah, yeah, I did
anybody
on Kimmel
else?
The other night, too.
Fuck, yeah. The scene goes on forever. Yeah, yeah. Right on. Anybody yeah, else, yeah. It would
right,
be
yeah, right. Right on, right on, right on. But is it anybody else? Is a 60-year-old playing a little?
I watched
man-child?
The first.
Like,
I watched the
weird.
First 5 minutes where he does the whole contraptions thing,
right?
Like from the original
like
movie.
The movie, yeah.
And that was very entertaining. That was very entertaining. And then he starts talking.
Yeah.
And it's not Pee-wee to me.
Yeah, it's like three octaves lower. And yeah. You're like, whoa, what's going on, dude? Come on, yeah.
Hey, kids. Yeah.
But I'm still going to watch it.
It's still better than Big Top Pee-wee.
I don't remember that at all. Was
yeah,
that the sequel
does.
To?
Yeah, it was. And it was, I mean, it wasn't Tim Burton. It was like nothing. It was weird. Pee-wee gets laid in it. It's a really bizarre movie, man. It's really,
like
really weird.
It's like a 5-minute long kiss scene.
This circus comes. He like lives on a farm or something. Or does he live on a circus? I don't know what the deal is. There's a farm involved and a circus.
He stumbles upon a circus.
And he bones some Italian chick.
The chick from Rain Man.
Yeah, weird.
That chick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the thing is it's literally a crossover with the Rain Man movie. It's a weird fact that it was
Tom
that
Cruise
character
was
it was the character from Rain Man mm-hmm. was in Pee-wee's Big Top Pee-wee.
Now I picture her with the white outfit on and the whip because right. Yeah. That sticks with me. Daredevil every
I watched
segues are amazing.
Fuller House.
You did
by accident
with your pants
on. I watched the first like 10 minutes because we were watching something else, you know, on Netflix. If something ends,
right.
just keeps going. So it started coming on, and I tell you what, I was cracking up because it's all tongue in cheek.
They're breaking each other's balls. Yeah, and I hear that they're essentially doing the show as it was, like as if they hadn't missed a beat. It just happened, like in this season, we've aged 30 years.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But they're also making fun of the show
of course.
Making fun of how old they are now. And it was great.
Is everyone back?
But see, I didn't.
Except
I didn't
for
really
the Olsons, everybody but the Olsons.
But they break balls about that, though.
Where are they? What are they? Did the girl die?
I only watched like the first, and they were just in the house, and characters just keep coming in, and then as soon as they come in the door, it's like you know, they're making fun of themselves. So it was funny.
See, I never watched Full House.
I didn't either. It was after my time.
It was after my time too.
We were like college or whatever, and it was just like, well, I don't know what this stupid sitcom is with that little. I used to call her that little troll girl because when she was a little kid, she looked like those little troll dolls.
Exactly.
I'd look at the promos and go, "What happened to Bob? What happened to Bob Saget? He used to be funny."
Look at Blackie from
General Hospital.
Look at him now; he's in a terrible sitcom.
God, what hair he had!
Oh man, that mullet, that gorgeous mullet.
Yes, he was
his.
I loved it because Dave Coulier was. I'm from downriver, so he went to Wyandotte High School, which was such a big deal for us.
Right.
But, yeah.
Did you know him?
No.
Oh.
No, he's just like royalty for...
How old is he?
Too cool, yay, for us. Am I right, guys? What's up?
You're going to see the new Ghostbusters?
Of course.
Okay.
Come on now.
That was a big discussion. Yeah.
Can't wait
ago.
To wait.
Tim doesn't want
to
see the
Let
new
these ladies tear it up. It's going to be great, man. It's going to be funny. It's going to be funny. Why don't you like it?
He refuses.
Why don't you like it? Because it's girls?
He's
you don't
holding
like it.
Out.
What do they do? What do they make a girls for?
Yeah, they're not smart.
It's Ghostbusters. They're Ghostbusters. Are girls going to... Bust ghosts.
How am I supposed to explain to my kids how these women are scientists?
Can I tell you? Let me speak.
Hot dog eating ghosts into a little machine. How you can't, girls can't do that. It's got to be a dude.
Get out of my friend, ghost. That's why I'm not going to see it.
Funny. It made me laugh.
That
Get
made
out
you
of my
laugh.
Friend, ghost.
Yeah, I
Get out of my friend, ghost. Come on,
it's
we're better
so
than that.
It's so simple and pure.
We're better than that.
Ghost.
He's doing the classic, don't fuck with a classic movie. You know, just he refuses just for
the movie
reason.
Still exists on its own. It's not
will be
make
its own
them,
thing.
It's not going to make every print of the old Ghostbusters go up in flames.
Yeah.
It might.
They won't run the two simultaneously now. If you're watching old Ghostbusters, we have to lay this new Ghostbusters over the top of it.
I felt like I got bullied right away, right out of the gate.
Off the bat. Yeah.
That you have to go see this movie, and if you have any reservations,
well, that's
you're
Twitter
a sexist.
That did that to you.
It is.
That's where the internet has gone wrong.
And that's what happened.
You should be able to make up your own mind.
Mm-hmm.
And just look at the thing and go like, oh, man, okay, yeah, I'll check it out.
But then I watch YouTube videos to change my mind, and then I think about it later, and then I'm like, you know what? Maybe the YouTube video was wrong.
Wow.
What are you reading comments down there?
Oh no, that's the worst. YouTube comments.
Never read the comments.
You will never ever get your brain back.
It's not as good as now that they made you put your real name on there.
You don't have to. You just have a fake Twitter. Yeah, I mean, a fake. I have all that. I have to get it out somehow.
Oh man. Oh, is that what this show is? Just rambling?
Yeah. No. I mean, I do my best to keep it on topic.
Well, what is our topic right now?
Right now we're talking about Netflix and streaming shows, and now we're going to talk about The Walking Dead.
Can you watch The Adventures of Elmo and whatever it is on Netflix?
Elmo?
The Adventures of Elmo and Grouchland.
Elmo and Grouchland.
Oh, yeah. I don't have children.
So what did you do on that?
I puppeteered in that movie.
Did you?
You did.
Yeah. That's how I earned the SAG points to get my card to become Lucky Yates. I was just dumb old Matt Yates back then.
Did you Muppeteer or puppeteer?
Well, you Muppeteered because there were Muppets on your hands.
Mm-hmm. Were there any iconic characters on your hands at any time?
No, but when you auditioned, when I went into audition, you go in and audition. It was for Kevin Clash, but before then, like, you know, he wasn't a big deal yet. Everybody was just like, oh, we don't know who plays Elmo. So you go there, you're like, oh, there he is. And but there's an old Oscar the Grouch laying there. He's like, yeah, pick up Oscar and just like do this audition. You're like, fuck, dude,
it's Oscar.
Pick up Oscar. Like, what? Are you kidding me? Yeah. Jesus. Hold on, let me wipe the cum out of my pants before I pick up this icon of my life that I grew up on. That was weird.
I want to hear more about that.
I want to know what happened to the orange one.
They didn't like the color of him.
They made him a mop.
Yeah. I don't know. There's like a TV wasn't playing well or something like that. Like they had to tone it down.
Well, they made him the Menomina guy.
Different guy altogether.
But it's close.
Yeah, you guys don't know what you're talking about. If you put those two things next to each other, you go like, oh yeah, they look different. I think eyebrows is probably what they have in common.
Right.
I like the ones that with the pointy triangle heads that they made into Beatles, or they were always like a rock group on the show.
Oh. I have no idea what you're talking
about. On Sesame Street, the Muppets that would go, maw, maw, taw, vaw. And then the guy with the hair goes, the basket's cat on the fat of the cat. And you don't know what
all the music
about.
Shit
oh,
on
you're talking
so
about Menominos, the girls on either side of
yes.
it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Well, I don't know about that.
So streaming Netflix. Sesame
you did
Street.
That, though. You
Elmo and Grouchland, I did, yes. Mm-hmm.
And what happened after that?
Then I became Lucky Yates because yes. I got me a SAG card.
Yeah.
There was already a guy named Matt Yates running around with one, so I changed my name.
So what happens when you get a SAG card?
That means you can get union work. That means you're in the union, son. You're protected.
Yes.
Yeah.
You get health benefits.
If you get enough points, you got to work. Wow. You got to work enough in order to get the health.
Protected from anybody else using your name, right?
You're protected. You got muscle behind you.
They can't pull you back out, right?
And the thing is there, you know, there's a lot to be looked out for in this business. There's all the residuals and all that kind of stuff. And there's people hiring you for long shoots and not giving breaks, like, you know, like union set up, like, hey man, you can't abuse your
talent.
Employees, yeah. You gotta treat these people cool and make them bright and bushy-eyed so they can make you money and everybody money. It's great. And I joined the union, and there was already, so I became Lucky Yates, and then
the rest was history.
I wonder what happened to Matt Yates.
He died in a plane crash Himalayas.
Okay.
That's very crazy. Dark. But so you can't go back and say, well,
look,
this
guy's
around.
Oh, now you've already established Lucky Yates.
Oh, well, I mean, unless he survived somehow. I'm assuming he's dead.
Yet he may still be alive.
Oh, that was a Yeti joke. Did you see how he did it, guys? Oh, my God. Yeti is, that's the Bigfoot of the Himalayas, guys.
They're all the same species.
Yes.
Big feet.
Big feet.
Do you watch The Walking Dead?
Sasquatches?
No. After the dreadful first season, I was out of there, man.
Okay,
actually, when the second season started, and it started with, like, they were driving, he was driving down the road. I don't remember what happened, but there was, like, a bright, like, la la la, it's the apocalypse, but let's talk about us. And let's be friends. And we're having a family vacation. This is like that time we went to the Grand Canyon.
Is that when they're in the RV?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It was the first scene in the second half, and I was like, fuck you. And I turned it off and I never went back. Wow. All people do is bitch about that show. I don't know why it's still on. Everybody who watches it religiously just bitches about it constantly.
True.
Nobody likes it.
Yeah, I yell at the TV.
Yeah, everybody does.
Caitlin yells at the
you
TV.
You watch it for the every second episode that you like.
Yeah.
There'll be like one episode that's amazing, and then three episodes that suck. So right. Then you're waiting for the next one.
But what does amazing mean?
Do you know what this show is?
Does amazing just mean not sucking like the rest of it? This one was actually watchable. This is amazing. For this show, this is amazing.
I got a ton of other shit to watch. Yeah. I could be doing that.
We've lowered your expectations
is
so much.
Just
because
they're zombies, you know what I mean?
Like, the zombies really don't matter. I think at this point, it's like, oh fuck, stupid zombie. Just detracts from the
it's
rest of the show.
It's just the soap opera of surviving.
Yes.
In shitty conditions.
And it everything like that. It's all soap opera. And then, like you said earlier, it's the social. Now you got to watch Talking Dead so you can talk about it and hear what the actors have to say about it. And
who
hear what
cares what the actors have to say about
and,
it? You know what the actors have to
what
say
Nerdist
about it?
Has to
yeah,
say
I had to learn
that.
My lines. And yeah. Then I had to stand in the right place so that the light was hitting me correctly. And then I had to say the words like I believed them.
Hey,
I don't know. There's
up.
A hot big thing going on, but mm-hmm. I don't know. You know.
They have some funny stories about having bags of blood dumped on their heads and stuff occasionally, but
yeah. Are we there though in TV that everything has to be talked about immediately?
No,
afterwards?
That's the thing. It's another internet has ruined it. That's,
yeah.
Internet has made everything has to be immediate.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what's happening right now? And you know, fuck that.
Talking Bad, Talking Dead. What else do they do?
I mean, the thing is like they're doing shows where people are talking about it, so you don't have to talk about it.
You know what we should do?
Why are we shutting up? Like, we're shutting the people up when they're at home watching television, but we're letting them yab about it all online. It's so weird.
We should do that
with
old shows.
We're trying to force people indoors. Why are Amazon,
MASH.
You don't have to go out for anything anymore. A drone will bring it to your house.
I know. That's great.
Everything. There's now some app.
Embrace it.
There's now some app that, like, you, for $5, someone will just run any sort of errand for you. For $5.
Will you go kill my wife?
Well, I think there's probably some rules.
Paint my house.
Yeah. Drive here and paint my house. That's your errand.
Get me a $20.
Drive me my painted house to me.
Go over to Freedom Parkway. Stop at the Travel Lodge. Go to floor
anyway,
two.
I'll stop ranting.
No, but we should do that with old shows. We're talking MASH. And we can just sit in robes.
Yeah, I have some Twitter pals that are out in LA, and they do a podcast about Friends.
No.
Yeah, their podcast is all Friends-based.
Okay.
It's called, like, Best of Friends.
Wow.
And it's three best friends, and they talk about Friends episodes.
How long are the episodes?
I don't know, 45 minutes, an hour, probably.
Well, there's got to be, like, a million Seinfeld things like
Frasier
that out there.
There's a Frasier podcast, too, that's hosted by Kevin Smith. Or they talk about Frasier episodes.
Frasier?
Yeah. So people
have these
are
great
already
ideas
doing it.
And they've already
people
been
are already doing it.
Huh. All right.
But you still get credit for the ideas, though, because you didn't know that was happening.
Right. It came to you naturally, unless you read it somewhere and it's kicking around in your brain somewhere.
Manimal podcast coming up.
There you go. Dude, but
Elf
you might
want to
check that one, like, even because it's so shitty and so notorious for being, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
find
probably.
One that people don't even remember what that show was.
Oh,
you know what
God.
I mean? Like, What's Happening Now?
Yeah.
Remember the What's Happening
yes.
Thing that, like, a decade later or something like that? They suddenly Raj was married and all
Black
that
Odd
kind of
couple.
Shit.
We could do
the
that.
Black Odd
oh,
Couple.
Oh, yeah, with Lamont and
Desmond. Yeah.
Lamont and Harris.
Yeah.
It was Ron Glass and Damon Harris. Yeah.
Yeah. Or Damon Wilson.
Wilson.
The Reverend Damon Wilson.
Yeah. Is he still around?
Yeah, he's a reverend now. He has a show
you
on
get that guy on
YouTube. He'll do podcast. Interviews. I've reached out to him before.
Did you get any questions from that Twitter thing you sent out?
Yeah, I got
probably
one.
Not.
No, we got one. Let me get my phone out.
Have you guys
you didn't even prepare it.
Well, speaking of Reverend, and so, have you heard about the show Preacher?
Yeah that's
really
it's
good. Coming up.
Yeah, the comic book was great, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the comic
book. Somebody was telling me about
face.
That the other day.
Huh?
Arseface.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, the British guy.
Yeah.
In it, the or Irish or something like that, and so all of his insults, he uses a lot of Irish slang that in the '90s, early '90s was pretty tough to wrap your head around.
What's Preacher coming out on Netflix?
AMC,
AMC,
home of gritty post-apocalyptic television. AMC.
And Better Call Saul.
All right, here's the question we got from Twitter.
I've never seen a single episode of Breaking Bad.
Never?
Never seen a single episode.
Hey, you're doing yourself a disservice
because it's
there.
Too much television to watch at this point. I am
you're
not
right. It
liking
is, what is, how many seasons
60
is it?
Hours
Five.
Of television.
Five seasons,
yeah.
It's like, fuck that, man. No. Sorry, I missed you. Bryan Cranston, I love you. I know you're great. But I have no idea who this kid is that's always trying to break it big since then. Aaron,
what's he on now?
Something.
He was in that movie, The Need for Speed.
No, but he's joining a show now.
Yeah.
An established
show. Yeah, he just
show.
Got picked up
I know, it'll come to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it shows you. When I interviewed him, and he was nice, but it was like, where are you going?
Yeah.
You're in a race car movie.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just, you know, Bryan Cranston was the guy, and then everybody else
Cranston
is just like, yeah,
Godzilla.
Great.
Huh?
And they picked up, you know, of all the people, they picked up Bob Odenkirk, which is brilliant. You know what I mean? Like, but picked up.
Do you watch that?
No, because I have no frame of reference. I don't know what that guy is, and suddenly I'm dropping into the middle of his world, and I'm just like,
That's why I didn't watch
it
because
this man is.
I just finished Breaking Bad, and my initial thought was, okay, I've had enough. But it's not Breaking Bad.
So. I always thought, what is hilarious Bob Odenkirk doing on this really, like, super intense drama?
He's a fantastic actor.
Yeah.
But I love Bob Odenkirk, the comedian. I don't know that I want to see him, the real super dramatic drag.
I think he'd
you know
be surprised.
I mean?
He brings a lot of comedy to the role.
Yeah.
He didn't have to be in Fargo, though.
What?
I mean, it was good.
Oh,
Fargo was
yeah,
good.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Did you watch the Mr. Shows? The new ones?
With Bob and David. Yeah,
I started.
And you stopped? You didn't like them? Or why?
I couldn't get into it.
You couldn't?
I didn't think that. I thought the old magic wasn't there.
Let it happen.
Yeah?
Yeah. Unzip it.
Maybe I'll go back to it. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I drifted away. I think I watched like 3 episodes and then I was laughing, but I was like, okay. And I just like, I stopped and just never went back. You know?
A few of them are pure brilliant. I mean, just like the old show.
All right. Yeah. I'll go back.
All right. Here's your
question. I'll do it. I'm too big of a fan of that old show that
here's your Twitter question from @GFROULA56.
Great. What does that mean? They were born in 1956?
Don't know. What's next for Piggly 3 and Milton?
What's that?
Piggly 3. No, Piggly 3 is the glowing green pig on Archer.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
Milton is the toast robot from last season.
That's right.
It looks like an old copier. Man, I don't know. I hope I love both those things. I don't know what's next for them. What do I know? I don't write the show.
Write.
I mean, I read every episode of this season, and, you know, spoiler alert, you don't really see Piggly 3 at all. I think we see Milton once. So you'll find out. Watch the show, dick nuts. What are you asking me on Twitter for?
He'd love that. He or she.
All right.
If you were born in 1956,
then you'll know.
Get to sleep.
Yeah, man.
Goodness gracious.
Old
it
country
must be
buffet.
9:30 at night where you are.
You still
right
get the buffet,
listening
though.
To this at work.
Now is when you don't get the swirled ice cream, though.
Senior discount at the AMC.
You get that all the time.
Oh, my God.
Jeff, who died?
Let's see. The big one was Rob Ford died.
Oh, yeah. Mayor Rob Ford, pride of Toronto,
yes.
Died today. But sad. I was really bummed. You know, I mean, there was the Brussels tragedy that it was like, oh, my God.
Overshadowed his death.
Man. Yeah, but then it's just like, oh, shit. Rob Ford, that guy was hilarious, man.
He was. He was a good source of comedy.
But he didn't die from like a crack, smoking crack or a heart attack or anything. He had cancer, I guess.
Yeah. He was diagnosed with cancer like in 2014, and then just it was fast.
I didn't want anybody to worry. I didn't tell the world.
But, I mean, I imagine smoking so much crack and drinking all that alcohol constantly helped the cancer along.
Accelerated
things. Yeah.
I guess maybe if someone told you had cancer, you might as well go smoke crack. What are you going to
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah, but he was doing that before he was diagnosed with cancer. He was.
Didn't he hang out with Charlie Sheen once?
I don't know. He was on a real tear for a while.
Oh,
it was brilliant. It's
like the video when he was.
Go ahead.
In like a Burger King or something.
Yeah.
You know, hanging out.
Wasted
crazy.
Out of his nut.
How the fuck did he become the mayor?
Toronto is basically
Toronto
the New York City of Canada. Like, that's their giant, the epicenter of culture. That guy was their fucking mayor, man. What?
Who did he beat?
He came from I just was reading this today. A very political family.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was legacy pushing him along.
Oh, like
but
the
his,
whole name recognition thing?
And
like
Trudeau? And his constituency was all these sort of scared white suburbanites that were terrified of what was going on in the big bad city. And so he somehow spoke. It's like Trump.
Right.
He spoke their language and they were like, get him in there. Like, he won in a landslide, apparently, when he got into office. And apparently he was drunk all the time at work. Just mayoring wasted.
Fuck, get my brother up here.
Yeah, and his brother's like a city councilman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, brilliant. Cool. Brilliant. Good going, Canada. You bunch heard of socialists.
In the opener, Joe Santos from Record Files.
Yeah, it's sad. Yeah, it is sad.
It is. I love that show.
Yeah, I loved that show, too. It was brilliant, man.
That is the best theme song for any TV show of all time, I think.
I hum it and whistle it a lot.
Sanford and Son edges that out.
And
like Quincy Jones. Barney
are they both Quincy shows?
No. Quincy did Sanford and Son. Mike Post did this.
Yeah, Mike Post.
I love the essential Mike Post. You ever just throw it on?
Yeah.
It's good. Some good tunes on there. A-Team, L.A. Law, Law and Order.
Oh, man, yeah. I got to put that on my little iTunes mix, yeah.
You can mix that with the album that you brought up earlier that H. John Benjamin did.
Oh my God, his jazz album. Come on, guys.
Is that available on Spotify?
I'm sure it's available wherever you can get it.
Yes.
It's the best.
R.I.P. Joe Santos. Who else?
Larry Drake from L.A. Law. Darkman.
Oh, yeah, Darkman. The bad guy in Darkman. Yeah. Oh, that's sad. Larry Drake.
And then Mike Post. He did both shows. He did, Rocker Files and L.A. Law.
Oh. I don't remember L.A. Law. I didn't watch that. But would he play like the slow guy?
Yeah, Benny. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. In Darkman, of course, he cut the guy's finger off with a cigar thing. And he's
he was the big cigar guy. And then he was in the sequel, like his twin brother that you never heard of.
Yeah.
All suddenly was the bad guy in the sequel.
What was it? Darkman, the Secret of Curly's Gold?
No, it was whatever his character's name. It was the return of that guy.
Yeah. Who else?
A couple more. Lee Andrews.
Don't know who that is.
He was
no relation.
No. He was in a doo-wop group. He's Questlove's dad.
Oh, you weren't. That's not your uncle?
No. No.
I'm surprised.
My uncle from another mother.
Quest look so similar.
Quest and I, we have a lot in common. Who else?
Frank Sinatra Jr., did we?
No, we haven't mentioned that.
We haven't mentioned him yet.
Yeah, he was only like 72 or something like that. Was that also cancer?
72.
Did he catch it from Rob Ford?
Cirrhosis, maybe.
Was he a drunk? You don't know. You're just assuming.
That was a heart attack.
He had a heart attack. He was a smoker.
Oh, he was on tour, too.
He was a smoker. Do you hear that, Tim?
Yes,
quit
I hear
smoking
that.
Them cigarettes.
I'm going to stop.
Yeah, when is that going to happen?
Tomorrow.
Oh.
Tomorrow.
Are we holding you to this?
Please.
March 23rd, 2016.
Tomorrow could be any time if you're listening to this.
I'm calling the date right now. I'm putting it on record.
How about April 1st?
No, that's an April Fool's Day because you won't do it. Right. No, you don't get out of that. No way.
Didn't Frank Sinatra Jr. get kidnapped, though, one time?
Yeah, he did.
And Frank Sr. had to pay the ransom.
Yeah, paid the ransom. He got kidnapped, and there's a TV movie about it. He was an interesting fella back then because they tried to make him – they tried to launch him during that rock and roll era to be the new Frank and flop. Nobody cared.
Yeah, it was like Nancy too.
Yeah,
Nancy Sinatra.
Well, at least she had a hit. Frank never had it. Frank Jr. never had a hit.
Yeah. I only knew him from Family Guy.
Well, and that's when he eventually just started singing his old man stuff later on.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know the Friedman Brothers cartoons?
I don't know what is
the
one of
the pointless
cartoons.
Guys. The guys draw the little dots and they make fun of like old Hollywood, like the Three Stooges. If you've ever seen them, they're in National Lampoon and Mad. They're those kind of guys. They're old Hollywood guys.
Yeah.
They did this whole parody thing of touring with Frank Sinatra Jr. And they get to he does all of his own songs and then finally you see him sing "That's Life." And the crowd's clapping. And he goes, "Every night we do that number, and therein I see where your loyalties lie." Those guys are funny. You can catch them. They're on Gilbert's podcast a lot. Actually, just Drew. Anybody else?
No, that's it. What's up?
Light week.
What about that lady at the Westin?
What about that lady? She got locked in the freezer last night. This
she
is
had
like
a nice
brain bunch.
It was a guy when I clicked on it, and then when I clicked on it, it became a lady. I don't know what happened. It said man found in freezer, and then I clicked on it, and it was woman found in freezer.
Maybe he was going through a transition.
Yeah, maybe
Caitlyn
Jenner was in the freezer.
So cold it froze his whatever
it
on.
Is just a 1960s TV death. Like, we're at the old kitchen here, and the freezer door closed. How do they, in the 21st century?
They have a thing on them that you push to get out.
It was broken.
No, get out of here. How do you die in a
freezer? No way, health inspector.
What a horrible way to die.
Yeah.
60?
I don't know. You freeze to death. Don't you just go to sleep?
Yeah, you go to sleep.
You shiver and you go to sleep.
That's probably a good way to die.
Yeah, I think it's better. I think it's better than roasting to death.
Yeah, it might be better.
When they pulled Carbone's body out of the freezer, it took them 3 days to defrost him to do the autopsy.
Oh, so that's who died. Well,
we got some reviews we could rate.
Yeah, but how long have we been talking?
Long time.
Yeah, we've been talking a while. Where are we at?
123.
Why don't we wrap it up, and then when we come back next week, we'll do more staff picks for you.
All right.
We'll do the rate your reviews and all that sort of thing.
All right.
And I want to thank our guest this week, Lucky Yates.
Sorry I talk so much, you guys.
No, yeah, thanks for coming, man. This was fun.
They're all going to stab me when
I know.
This is the Ides of the show.
Run the fuck out of here.
No, seriously. Give us some plugs here.
You can follow me on the Twitter. It's at Lucky Yates. Both Ys are present. LuckyYates. I'm on the Instagram, too, but I rarely post.
How often do you post on Twitter? Are you like a daily?
I mean, I try to do it daily, but some days I just got no jokes in me.
Yeah.
Or no rants, you know. Trump has fired me up lately, so I've been putting a lot of shit. But then I'm like, I should probably back off of the... Because then I have to block assholes or fans of mine.
Right.
But, you know, and then people try to start talking shit. And I'm sorry... If you're listening to this and you're a fan of mine, thank you for being a fan. But seriously, if you're following Trump and you think that guy's a good idea, fucking get a goddamn clue. God damn it, that guy is going to ruin everything. And he doesn't say anything. He's not saying anything. He's a fucking lunatic.
At this point, it's entertainment for me.
Oh, yeah.
It's scary, man. It's like we're watching America kind of turn into Nazi Germany a little bit.
And
it's
at least
fucking weird. It's weird how people are getting behind him so hardcore. It's like, what are you thinking?
It's a different, weird fucking thing I've never seen in my life. So I'm just watching
it
from afar.
I know.
Hillary's going to win anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I'll tell you what. I am glad that I'm here to see the end of the world.
Yeah.
It is pretty cool. As a child of the 80s.
That's right.
This is what we were promised.
We've been fucking waiting.
This is what we've been promised. And boy, howdy, they are coming through on that promise.
That's right.
Thanks, team.
And Archer debuts March 31st. Check your local listings.
It's Bacon Fest on the 26th at Dad's Garage.
Yes.
This weekend.
Do you still perform there? We never really got to that.
I do. I was just in a sketch show. It ended last weekend, and I'm taking a little break.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get back to it when I start getting the itch.
Dadsgarage.com.
Yeah.
Full schedule.
Always funny. Amber Nash, who plays Pam Poovy on Archer. She works there. Her husband is Kevin Galese, who runs the joint.
Oh, nice.
So
she's very funny.
She's there a lot. Yeah.
And if you're interested in taking an improv class and learning more, you should go to their website and find out how to do it. I took one class, one series of classes, and it was a lot of fun, and they have really good teachers.
Okay. Yeah. With no disrespect to any other improv group in town.
No.
Or in the Southeast. We're great at the Dad's Garage.
Ira.
Me. Oh, yeah. Plugs. Yeah. Go to twofacesradio.com to check out all of our podcasts. There's new episodes of Contractor's Corner this week. Very funny. Did that today. You'll be laughing
at myself. That's like the only contractor thing going on now, because To Catch a Contractor or whatever was canceled.
It really?
I believe there was some sort of lawsuit against Carolla and
I didn't know
Skip.
About this.
Yeah, so they're not coming back.
No shit. Mm. Well, Contractor's Corner is fun.
Yeah, Contractor's Corner is going to be the new go-to for people wanting to...
Fuck, just as I was getting into Corolla.
Listen to a podcast about contractors.
No, these guys are funny, man.
The local 501 will be doing a podcast for the electricians this afternoon.
I wish that was a thing.
It could
be.
It's
like one of those things where it's sort of about contractor shit and home renovation, but these guys just go off.
Yeah,
and
that's great. That's great.
Funny.
I'm sure it's brilliant. It's such a great niche.
Yes.
And a new episode of Grab Your Balls, Let's Talk Sports.
Jeff?
Just tell your friends about this podcast if you like it, and... see if you can get another one or two people to
or
write us some reviews.
Hey, somebody get some followers out there.
Yeah.
Retweet this shit, you guys.
Steph?
Same old place, Stephalobagus at Twitter, my cubicle in Lawrenceville.
All right. Well, thank you again, Lucky.
Yes,
everybody,
thank
have
you.
A good time. Thanks for listening this week. And until then, we will talk to you later. And as always, keep it candid.
Two Faces Radio.